USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Hamas released an additional 12 hostages as part of the extended ceasefire with Israel. The temporary pause in fighting was prolonged for an extra 2 days. 30 Palestinian detainees, including 15 women and 15 minor males, are set to be released from Israeli prisons. CIA Director Bill Burns is reportedly in Qatar for discussions with his Israeli and Egyptian counterparts on a potential further extension of the truce. Despite these developments, both sides claim violations of the ceasefire agreement. GOP Congressman Ronny Jackson is urging President Biden to undergo a cognitive test or withdraw from the presidential race.
You know, look at what's going on right now domestically. I mean, what he's done to our country, and he's not in control. He does not know what's going on.
The former White House physician, a Texas Republican, who previously provided President Trump with perfect health scores, expressed concern about the 81-year-old commander-in-chief, suggesting that the situation may be too challenging for him to manage. New York City school officials are preparing for a teacher's return to a Queens high school after pro-Palestinian students rallied inside the building. School's deputy chancellor, Dan Weisberg, says a safety plan is in place at Hillcrest High School in Jamaica after chaos broke out when students discovered a ninth grade teacher who is Jewish posted a pro-Israeli photo on her social media page.
We're going to make sure that teacher is back doing what she loves and that she is safe in doing so. And there are already plans being made to make sure she doesn't just come back and is safe, but is welcome.
Officials say the teacher was not near the demonstration, adding it got out of hand because some students took advantage of the chaos. This might be the best bowl game of the year, not because of the teams, but because of the mascot. Whichever team wins the Pop-Tarts Bowl this year gets to eat a giant Pop-Tart. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The groundbreaking debate between California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis drops this week. The Governor Go-Round is part of a two-hour Hannity special that will put a spotlight on the two governors' leadership viewpoints in their states. The Los Angeles Times is taking the city of Los Angeles to court. The newspaper filed a petition in order to obtain records of sexual harassment and other alleged misconduct by members of the Los Angeles Fire Department. The paper claims the city is wrongfully withholding public information that should be freely available under the California Public Records Act. Musicians Hall & Oates, in a career of nearly 50 years, now Hall is suing Oates over their catalog. Lance Pry has more.
Musician Daryl Hall's lawsuit against music partner John Oates is exposing the music rights business, something we don't see very often on What Actually Takes Place. The growth of music streaming music, coupled with the increase in licensing opportunities in TV shows, movies, video games, etc., is increasing the value of holding song rights and making them lucrative investments. Hall's lawsuit against Oates is an attempt to stop the sale of some original music rights. Years ago, Hall & Oates sold some of their catalog. Now it appears that Oates recently agreed to sell at least some of his remaining rights. Katy Perry sold her catalog recently for $225 million outright.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.